Former Lok Sabha MP and BJP leader Arjun Singh claimed that on Friday at around 8:30 a.m., a gang of people attacked his office-cum-residence Meghna Mor in North 24 Parganas, West Bengal, by throwing stones, bombs, and firing several gunshots. Singh claimed that he suffered a splinter wound during the incident. In a tweet along with a video, Singh said, "This morning, while everyone was occupied with Navratri Puja, several jihadis and goons, under the protection of Namit Singh, an accused in near cases and son of a local at official councillor and I quest, attacked my office cum residence, Mazdoor Bhavan, with the local police looking on." He claimed that the police were mere spectators as the attackers displayed their firearms openly. And around 15 bombs were thrown, and more than a dozen rounds were fired by these people, he said. PTI could not independently verify the authenticity of the video shared by Singh. Onlookers said that smoke engulfed Meghna Mor located in West Bengal's Jagaddal because of the hurling of bombs, PTI reported. An officer from Jagaddal police station said to PTI that there no injuries were confirmed and the senior police officials, along with additional forces, were present at the scene to conduct an investigation. Singh, who earlier had switched loyalty from the Trinamool Congress to the BJP, lost to TMC's Partha Bhowmukh in the recent general elections. Meanwhile, Jagaddal MLA Somnath Shyam claimed that Singh himself fired four rounds, PTI reported. Shyam said, after losing his political footing, he is blaming the TMC for problems he created himself, along with other local conflicts unrelated to our party. In a post on X, BJP leader Suvendu Adhikari said, "This morning, prominent goons and AMP, renowned antisocials associated with the ruling Trinamool Congress Party, attacked the home of senior BJP leader and AMP, former MP, Shri Arjun Singh, in Bhatpara, North 24 Parganas district. They even hurled crude bombs. As usual, the police played the role of mute spectator and didn't do much to deter the criminals." He also claimed that video footage was enough to identify and arrest the attackers for this heinous crime, "and I hope DGP at W Police will at least try to use the visuals for nabbing these miscreants," he said, with inputs from PTI.